The Kewaunee nuclear plant is tucked away along Lake Michigan, about 15 miles south of the city of Kewaunee. Stand about a quarter mile from the plant, and the most you can hear is a mix of machinery, electrical hum, and birds. Virginia-based Dominion Energy bought the plant from two Wisconsin utilities about 5 years ago. The plant still generates about 7% of Wisconsin's electricity. Dominion spokesman Mark Kanz says the plant has operated safely and deserves to be part of the state's energy mix for at least another 20 years.
This is baseload power that we're talking about. This is the electricity that's always on, and so that needs to come from coal plants, from nuclear facilities.
Ken says about 700 people work at the Kewaunee plant, and it draws employees from as far away as Green Bay. According to a preliminary environmental analysis from the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, there's no reason to reject Dominion's relicensing request. The NRC's Dan Doyle phrased it this way during public meetings yesterday.
Which is essentially saying that license renewal would be acceptable from an environmental standpoint.
No one from the public commented on the proposed relicensing during the meetings, but an anti-nuclear group says it plans to file written comments within the next month. Alfred Meyer of Physicians for Social Responsibility says he doubts the safety of long-term storage of nuclear waste at the plant. He also says he hasn't seen a proposal to manage the plant's aging pipes and wires.
And these buried cables can become filled with water, and that can cause them to malfunction, and that would lose control over many important control systems of the facility.
The NRC says its resident inspectors make sure the plant is currently meeting the law and that a forward-looking government safety analysis will be coming out in a few months. As the debate plays out over relicensing Kewaunee's reactor, some are wondering if Dominion would someday add a second reactor at the site, especially if Wisconsin lawmakers pass a clean energy jobs bill next month that contains language that would open the door to new nuclear generation in the state. A fan blows air out of the cattle barn at the Poplums farm about a mile northwest of the nuclear plant. Farm co-owner and Town of Carlton supervisor Ken Poplum says the plant has been a good neighbor for almost 40 years and says he wouldn't be surprised to see a second reactor added.
The plant was built years back for two units, and they only put one unit on, I believe, at the time they put that moratorium on, and they couldn't build no more, and I'm 100% for nuclear.
Dominion spokesman Mark Kanz says his company is concentrating on adding another reactor at a plant in Virginia. However, he says he can't rule out someday expanding Kewaunee.
You know, I wouldn't say never, but I would say not in the foreseeable future.
Any such expansion would be very expensive and take many years to complete. The NRC says it would take a long look at Dominion's plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.